Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittlerner as we talk about Meatless Mondays in just a moment.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Dr. Frank Mittler is from the University of California, Davis. He is a champion when it comes to telling the story of greenhouse gas emissions as it relates to the beef industry. And he says a number that matters is that beef cattle produce 1.4% of all the greenhouse gases in the United States, a minute amount.
There are many people out there that claim that things like Meatless Mondays will make a big difference. And now I just take you on a little journey. Assume that 1.4% is correct, that the beef industry produces 1.4% of all greenhouse gases. And let's now assume that 300 million Americans would stop eating beef on Monday, something that would never happen, but let's assume it. Then that would reduce the 1.4% of total beef greenhouse gases by a factor of 7. And 1.4 divided by 7 is 0.2. So if all Americans would stop eating beef on Mondays, we would reduce greenhouse gases in this country by 0.2%. Is that nothing? No, it's not nothing. It's something, but it's tiny. Let's now compare that to the transportation sector in the United States, for which the official number is 26%, or energy production and use, 31%. The reason why I'm giving you those numbers is because numbers matter. The people who have a problem with animal agriculture keep quoting that FAO report saying livestock produces more greenhouse gases than transportation. That's wrong. It has been retracted. And it is something that the industry needs to take by the horn, so to say, no pun intended, and deal with, okay? 0.2% is the total effect of Meatless Mondays. And if you think Meatless Mondays is just something some wackos in California do, no, it's all over the place. It's already in Colorado. It's in different parts of the United States. It's a public policy tool to defeat animal agriculture.
When we think about the sustainability or that footprint of the cattle industry, I know you've probably had some consultations with folks that went through the sustainability project that was sponsored by the Beef Checkoff here over the last couple of years. Your thoughts about the numbers that they came up with in response to the overall sustainability of beef itself?
Well, the director of sustainability within NCBA is my former graduate student, Kim Stackhouse. And so I have followed this work pretty closely. And I can tell you that I think that this is the most comprehensive work that has ever been done in any country in the area of beef. Because not just did they look at the carbon footprint, they also looked at the water footprint. They looked at, you know, and you name it, not just environmental, but also other sustainability areas. And they've done something that's very important. They've been very proactive. And they are leading the pack right now, the livestock and poultry pack right now that way.
Dr. Frank Mittlerner, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, mark your calendar now for Superior Video Livestock Auctions Labor Day 35 sale coming September 10, 11, and 12, broadcast live from the Doubletree by Hilton in the Denver-Thornton, Colorado area. Expecting over 75,000 head to be sold, to be seen on Rural TV at Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Call Superior for more information, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.